Joining us on KNBR 680 pregame and the Giants and the Mariners coming up. The manager of the Giants, Bruce Bochy. I didn't go to Surprise yesterday.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. You know, it's an hour drive, Marty. You know, you start to big league us a little bit by not going down there like some of these guys. But good trip. Timmy threw the ball well. We played well. And starters are on a good roll. And, you know, we've been beating up pretty good down there. But, you know, the pitching did a nice job.
You know, as I always say to the fans, and, you know, I've had this thought my whole life, as long as you have to play the games, you might as well win them.
Well, you know, that's how we feel, and, you know, you're always working on things, and, you know, winning's not quite the priority, but still, you know, you always play the game to win, and especially, you know, once you get late in the ball game, then you're trying to do things to win that game, and, you know, there's something about winning, it just builds confidence and unity with the club, but at the same time, we got some pitchers working on things, just like hitters, so, you know, once we get down the last few games, and that's when, you know, we'll probably change things a little bit as far as how we approach the games.
All right. Well, a couple of questions that fans ask me. One is Lincecum. And when I walked in here, he seems so relaxed to me. He's had a couple of starts already. What do you see in him? Why is he pitching so much more effectively? Because let me tell you, last couple of springs, he wasn't so effective.
Well, you know, he's a little different pitcher now. You know, he reinvented it, and that's, I hate to say reinvented, because, you know, he just tweaked a few things last year, and he's becoming more of a pitcher. He's getting more cerebral as far as how he's approaching hitters instead of just trying to overpower them. And, you know, he's giving credit to Chad Godin as, you know, helping him study hitters and things he wants to do. But if you watch him now, you know, he's around the glove more consistently than he was in the past, and that's because he is trying to hit a spot, and he's focused more on that versus just seeing how hard he can throw at times.
Today we'll see Vogelsong on the hill, and I know he's tweaked his delivery a little bit, maybe get a little more downhill and change the eye level of the pitch. What do you see in him?
Well, I like where he's at right now, and I like where all the stars are, but I think Bogey is in a good place, too, and, you know, he's trying to shorten things up and keep things a little simpler, but... you know, if anybody can bounce back off a tough year, it's Vogie with all he's had to, you know, do in his career as far as making comebacks. And so I really think, you know, he's stronger this year. I do believe that WBC might have played a part in some of his struggles. But, you know, still, I know he's on a mission to bounce back and have a good year.
Yeah. Hudson told me yesterday he's up to 50 pitches already, and he feels pretty good. He said, the ankle's not 100%. What do you see in him opening the season? I mean, is he going to be just ready to go, or do you have to treat him carefully? It's sort of an injury like Posey had in a way.
Well, I see him ready to go. I mean, he's been tested out there since he's been on the mound. He's covered first. Last game, he had a ball hit back to him, made a nice double play, thrown to second base. He will run bases today on the backfield, you know, to make sure we cover that box and have him make some turns. You know, is it going to be 100%? No, but he said really the only time he ever feels it is when he's going to the right. And so, you know, when he breaks the first base, he's fine with that. But more importantly, is it's not affecting him with his delivery, and he's doing a nice job of keeping the ball down right now.
Yeah, he is. It's a pleasure having him here, too. He's a funny guy.
He is. You know, he just loves being out here. And, you know, he's really mixed in so well with this club. And, you know, he's going to, you know, provide, you know, some experience and knowledge of, you know, for the other pitchers, too, along with what he's going to do for us on the mound. But, you know, he's one of those guys. He's loose and yet confident, and he's all out to win.
Yeah, I like talking to him, Tim Hudson. All right, Scudero, I guess a lot of questions I'll get today on the weekend about Scudero. You made a statement yesterday. You hope we'll be seeing something by the end of next week.
Well, he's making progress. You know, it's been a little slow, but he does feel better, and I think we will have a better idea of where we're at the end of this coming week on, you know, how much he can play and where he's at, Marty. You know, at that point, if he's not playing, sure, there will be concern, but we knew coming in that we – probably wouldn't have him the first couple weeks to be out here playing, but he is doing more baseball activities. He's swinging a bat now. He's taking ground balls. He's turning two. So, you know, he's starting to increase his baseball activities.
Okay. Is Adrianza a serious consideration for this ball club?
Well, I think he has to be. He's out of options. Here's a young shortstop that, you know, just has made so much progress over the last 2 years. He's gotten stronger with the bat. You know, just started switch hitting not too long ago, 2-3 years ago. But, you know, he looks comfortable from the left side. But he's a true shortstop. But he can play second. And so he's probably playing as well as anybody right now. That's how much I think of, we call him AD, the fact that, you know, he just has gotten so much better in his overall game. But defensively, we always felt he was a major league shortstop. But what he's doing offensively has been impressive.
Yeah. Last thought for you. I've had a lot of fun with Minakazi. You know, I had him on early in the camp. He told that story of, you know, coming down, taking a few swings, and next thing I signed him, and he's hitting 800.
Well, he's the talk of the spring. He's getting some national news now. And, you know, these things are great stories. Good for baseball. And, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, never give up your dream. You know, persevere. And he's done that. And here he is in Major League Camp making a lot of noise. And he's still a lone shot. But, you know, each game he's making it tougher and tougher on us. And, you know, we have a first baseman. But to have a right-handed bat that lets it go the way he does. And he's doing what you want your players to do that are here for the first time. You know, that's a go out there and let it go. Don't hold back, and that's the way he's playing.
Oh, nice. All right. You don't get tired of spring training. You look always very relaxed down here.
Oh, I love it down here, Marty. This is, you know, I mean, you love the season, but really this is probably it's my favorite time. I mean, you're getting the guys together. It's good to see them. You're getting back on the field. You've had your rest, and, you know, it's a lot of preparing, you know, for the season. But at the same time, you know, these wins are nice, but they don't count. And you can concentrate on getting some things accomplished before, you know, you have to win the ball games.
And you get to play poker once in a while.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been there yet. You know, I've been talking to a couple of guys. They're trying to get up a game. They're easy money, too. So it's rarely cost me money not to play with them.
Well, I heard they bring a limousine for you.
Yeah, no, they do, because I need, you know, big limo to get the money back.
You got the money. That's okay. Hey, nice to have you on as always, and I enjoy having you on some of these Saturdays.
All right, Marty, always good talking with you. Thanks.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.